has this helped? And what would you say to somebody else in similar circumstances?
I mean, absolutely, yes. This has definitely helped. You know what I mean? Like, I've lived a life beyond my dreams that I really thought, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, like, I'm forever grateful for you, Dr. Abart, you know what I mean? Like, for actually really talking to me and, you know what I mean, telling me that this works, you know what I mean? And just, I guess, you know what I mean, from coming from your other patient's standpoint, you know what I mean? I've been there, you know what I mean? I've been through jails, institutions, and death twice, you know what I mean? But luckily, I'm still standing, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? In this past year alone, I've had probably the best year of my life. You know what I mean? Like, in the past 4 years, I've been getting high. You know what I mean? Like, I'm forever grateful for this year. You know what I mean? This is the best year. I've done so much, and I'm going to keep doing so much. You know what I mean? Because that's all I care about is life now.
You feel what we hope to communicate for our film project is that you're not powerless, how physiologic change makes easy behavior change. And would you say you've been able to change your behavior because of the rehab exercises that are both physical and cognitive and all of what we've kind of exposed you to?
Oh, absolutely, definitely. I never thought I was able to get this far. In my use, I always thought I was just going to die an addict, you know what I mean? But, I mean, regardless, I'm always going to be an addict, you know what I mean? That's just...
I don't know about that,
well,
you know,
I mean,
and
just...
it's a harsh word. And, you know, I think what happens with dependency and abuse is you learn how to cope in a certain kind of way, and then you get stuck on the medicine, so it's the fear of withdrawal, and so you keep the cyclic use. And it's, you're always managing the scare of withdrawal with picking up so you won't withdraw. But as I said to you many moons ago, if you take care of the minutes, the years will take care of themselves. And it's like the law of little things. A lot of little bad things take your brain in one direction, and a lot of little good things take your brain in a totally different direction.
Right. And even though, like, obviously, I'm going to have stresses in my life, you know what I mean? I get that. That's the part of life. You know what I mean? Not every day is going to be sunshine and rainbows. You know?
But would you say you've learned skills and strategies better identify your feelings?
Yes. Like I'm,
and in
like,
your own words, how would you say that?
I used to be a very selfish person. I used to be a very angry person, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't care about anybody but myself, you know what I mean? But now, like, I actually care about the person next to me, whether it's somebody I know or not, you know what I mean? Like, if I see somebody not, whether, like, if I can tell you're in a bad mood or not, you know what I mean? I'm going to say, like, hey, like, I know I don't know you, but are you all right? You know what I mean? And, like, it just goes to show that there are good people out there, you know what I mean? And, like, regardless of your past or your future, I just take every day as it comes, and every breath I take is.
Would you say?
How
would you say you overthink things the same way you did?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, maybe.
Or do you think in the same way you did before?
No, I mean, regardless, old habits die hard. I get that. I mean, I'm not gonna fully change. Like, regardless, like I'm not saying like I'm gonna use drugs. No, I'm not saying that. But, while you're using drugs, your mindset is changing your personality and what you do and everything. You know what I mean? But now, like, I'm not selfish. You know what I mean? I actually care about things around me regardless of what they are. You know what I mean? I'm thankful for everything that I have right now, even though I don't got much. You know what I mean? But I'm still thankful. I still keep going.
You've had a job. You've been on the job consistently now for... how long?
About 3 years now, yeah. Officially, 3 years.
And how long have we been at it now?
Ever since I got out of high school. I mean, like, I got the part-time job as soon as I was, like, fresh out of high school. And then, obviously my drug use overtook that. And I got into the situations at work, you know what I mean? And that's how I went to start my first try at rehab, and my second try, and my third try, and my fourth try, and then all four of those didn't work. But until I came here, that's when I realized.
Why didn't they work?
I don't know. It's just, I guess, like, I mean, sorry to say this, but I feel like they were full of shit. I mean, it's just.
Were they mostly 12-step driven?
Yeah, basically. Mainly, actually, yeah.
Hard to get your arms around that?
Yeah, it's hard to. I mean, that's. I feel like that puts more stress on an addict, especially fresh into recovery. You know what I mean? That's always gonna. It's always gonna. Because, like, their minds are all over the place. You know what I mean? They're trying to think, trying to do good, but also, I still wanna get high. You know what I mean? So also, you're sitting in the middle of that. You know what I mean? So you don't know what to do.
Was this NA or AA?
NA.
NA.
I get like both of them are a little different, but obviously AA started all the whole anonymous thing. You know what I mean? I get that. Then NA started, but I mean, like, it's always going to be different. But I feel like they. But like, say if I was at a meeting now, they would tell war stories, and that's not going to help somebody who's fresh out of rehab. They don't want to hear you used to shoot up all the time. They want to hear. Motivation, you know what I mean? I want to hear motivation come out of you. That show.
Have you learned some techniques that help with motivation?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Well, I'm proud of you. It's been a long journey. I'm glad to have a piece of a hand in helping you to a successful outcome. This is kind of like graduation day.
It feels like it.
And, you know, it's like, as I've said to you, it's like, it's all about how you close one door and open up a new door. That's who you are as a person and the things you do. So, if there's anything I can do as you go forward, anything you need.
I got your card.
And if you Google addiction, you find more information than you want to know about the neurobiology and the cellular basis. But there's really not good practical information out there in terms of what works for people.
And the future addict, if they don't know it, you know what I mean, obviously your body naturally pumps out dopamine if you're a heroin addict. You know what I mean, even if for any type of addict, you know what I mean, I think still dopamine is still in almost every other drug.
Dopamine is more pumped out when you're thinking about going to a place. It starts earlier, and it's not with the drug you per se.
Right, but also your body naturally pumps and that into your brain.
Why
pump more of that when you naturally get it?
Especially if you invest in other things, right. You know, in terms of how
but
to...
It's not just that, either. I mean, obviously, it's the people you're with, you know what I mean? Like,
influences
and everything, I get that. I mean, obviously, like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that, you know what I mean? But, I mean...
How's your relationship with your family changed?
Oh, radically, it's amazing now. Like, I mean, they actually want to see me when I come home. You know,
and you want to see them?
Of course. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Even that's not just with my family. It's my friends. You know what I mean? People at work. You know what I mean? They love seeing a new side of me. And like I said, if it wasn't for the shot, you know what I mean, I'd be still the piece of shit on the corner.
Well, the shot is a piece of it. Actually, the company loses a lot of the other physicians.
Also,
as I said to you before, I don't think physicians know how to treat addiction.
Right. To me, it's more
than the shot, obviously, because that's why you're doing as well as you're doing.
Right.
The shot is just the glue that holds it together, onto which you have to learn the skills and strategies that are physiologic, so they make a difference.
So once that glue dries, you know what I mean?
That's it. You don't want to be stuck, though. You want to continue to be curious and grow.
Right, and like even like for like friends of mine that are still struggling, I always bring up, like, yo, you should come here. Like, I bet you that your life will be just as good as mine. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you will definitely not regret it.